state bowling champion here in Indianola High School. First off, introduce yourself, how you got into bowling a little bit, and what it meant to win that state championship.
Hi, I'm Vicky Andrews, and I've been bowling ever since I was about three, so about 16 years. I've grown up in a bowling alley. My parents bowled, I bowled, so I've always been around it, and it just means a lot to me. Like, I don't know how to quite explain it, but it just means, like, the pressure was taken off and that it was a great thing to win.
Well, a great finish last year. How did that prepare you for this year? Do you think your state experience last year gave you a little bit more confidence coming into this year?
Oh, definitely. I was a lot less nervous. Like, I wasn't even nervous going into the championship match. The only time I really got nervous out of the whole entire thing was that one first bracket match where I had to strike to win it, and I did. So I think having a state experience my freshman year really helped my sophomore year and helped me for the win.
Well, talk about the qualification level, because again, you need to get that high pins in order to get seeded into the bracket. What was your game plan going in? My game plan would be get a strike every time. I'm assuming there's a little bit more on your end.
Yeah, it definitely is to get, you know, your makeable spares. So like your easy spares, your 10 pins, you know, make all your makeable spares, whereas I only missed one out of my whole. I missed, out of 60 frames a whole day, I missed two spares, and one of them was a split, which those you can't really help, but like, I only missed one 10 pin. But going in, like, the qualification, I just wanted to beat my district score, so, and I did that by two pins, but I just focused, you know, don't look at anybody else's score, because I can only do what I can control. I can't control what others do.
Going into the bracket stage, travel all the way to Waterloo, seated second, but that first match seemed to be the closest one of the day. Walk me through how that went for you, getting that first win out of the way.
Oh, it was definitely just relief. And, you know, I was talking to my coaches, you know, Ray and Ryan are always there for me and telling me, you know, they're not telling me what to do. They're, you know, they're just helping me out to figure out what I should do. And it just got a lot of the pressure off because I was one step closer to winning the state championship.
The next two, and we'll start with the semifinals, a little bit more breathing room on some of those, but you got to feel pretty good coming out of the semifinals. And then it was the 1-2 matchup going into the finals. After kind of an easier win, we'll call it, still a contest down the stretch in the semifinals, how did you feel going into that last matchup?
I wasn't nervous. I was determined. I was very, very confident in knowing I can win and knowing that I had the abilities to take first, and I did.
Your emotions right after it happened. What'd you think to yourself? Oh my gosh, I'm the state champion?
Don't cry. I'm not a crier, and I did not want to cry, and I didn't, but my parents were in tears. I said, you're going to make me cry. Please don't cry. So I just didn't want to cry, and I just try to keep my emotions, you know, controlled and to keep myself, you know, I didn't want to be cocky. You know, I just, you know, I was confident, but also very compassionate and very thankful that I had the skill set to get first and congratulated the other girl.
Well, you bowl for Des Moines Lincoln on the rail splitters and the sharing agreement. If there's anyone over here at Indianola High School who wants to join the team, what would you say to them? Come join you for next year.
Oh, just come up and talk to me, you know, ask me, how do I get onto it? You know, and I say, come to a practice, you know, come to signups. If you like it, you can stay. If you hate it, that's okay. There's always other sports, you know. Some sports are going to fit some people better. Some sports are going to be fit other people better. Whereas bowling, you know, anyone can do it, whether you're in a wheelchair or if you, you know, anyone. So just try out.
Awesome. Well, last question for you is talk about your inspirations for the coming years. You're already a state champion as just a sophomore. Is it repeating next year? How do you want to kind of keep attacking bowling over the next couple of years?
Oh, I definitely want to repeat. Repeating is, my coach even said this to me after I won. He goes, all right, we got two more years to repeat. So he wants me to be a three-peat champion, you know, back to back to back, which would mean the world. It would be like I'm on top of the world and no one could bring me down.